Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And back to Darren now for the sports news.
Yes, good morning, Mary. And I'm joined in the studio by a very special guest. We have the new Camogie president, Brian Molloy. Brian made history at Congress recently when he became the first male president of the association in its 120-year history. He takes up the role in what could be one of the most important moments in the history of the sport as they go through the amalgamation process with the GAA and ladies football. First male, Brian, in 120 years. No pressure then on you. You're a brave man.
Absolutely, no pressure. Huge honour. But yeah, really looking forward to it and really excited to be the first male ever entrusted with this high office. So yeah. a lot going on and a very exciting, busy time. But yeah, a huge honour for me.
There is so much going on. And let's start with, I guess, one of the hot topics at the moment. And it came along the weekend, which you officially took office. And that is the big skirt debate. Maybe I'm conscious a lot of our audience mightn't know what a skirt is. Can you explain, first of all, what that is?
Yeah, basically, it's a combination of a skirt and underneath that, there's kind of compression shorts, like bicycle shorts underneath that. And that's the uniform for Camogie. And there was a very open and robust debate. A number of motions came forward to Congress at the start of April. And delegates representing players, representing parents of players, discussed both sides. Some delegates representing those players are in favour of maintaining the status quo, and some delegates are in favour of change. We counted up the votes at the end of the debate, a very respectful debate, a very open debate, and 45% of the delegates were in favour of making the change to offer choice, and 55% were in favour of maintaining the status quo, and that was the democratic decision that was implemented.
45%, Brian, that's a large number of people who weren't happy with the status quo. And as we've heard since, there's been so much debate about it. So many players, high profile players, have come out and, you know, they think that maybe this is stuck in a different time and that, you know, the Camogie Association needs to move forward. How do you respond to those
Yeah, I think
thoughts?
you'll always find when there's a split decision and there's a significant minority on one side or the other, the people are disappointed that the approach that they looked for didn't get through at the end of the day. But we have to respect the democratic decision. And ultimately, Darren, if the decision had been to make the change and it was suggested that the Camogie Association wasn't going to respect that democratic decision, I don't think people would be happy. I think it's important. We went through a democratic process. We're a very engaged and engaging association. We're member-led, volunteer-led. I speak to players on a day-by-day basis, and I will continue to speak and continue to engage on the matter. But the reality of the situation is we went through a very long process. We had a very open, respectful discussion and debate, and the decision was made by Congress, which is the ultimate manifestation of democracy for the association, and we need to respect that decision. But of course, we'll keep engaging on it.
And you're not ruling it out in the future?
No, I don't rule anything in or out. Ultimately, it's the members that make the decision, and when members make the decision, we respect that decision. And that's what happened in April. Mm.
Amalgamation is the other big issue. It is the big issue, joining with the GAA and the Ladies Football Association. So much talk about it, Mary McAleese's involvement. Where is that process at the minute?
Yeah, it's extremely exciting. Integration is something that the integration is the word we tend to use. But integration has been talked about in the Camogie Association for decades now. We're hugely in favour of it. We can see massive benefits accruing to all four codes. And in a very short time period, we will have one new GAA with parity of esteem for all four codes, hurling, Camogie, ladies football and football. We're making progress. I had a meeting, I was at the Joint Oireachtas Committee recently, and we had a meeting ourselves as part of the steering group. The one thing I think we can happen now, we don't have to wait to adopt an integrated mindset and start making decisions across the three organisations with integration in mind. So will you make that pitch available to the other code? Well, would you do so if we were integrated? Would you charge for it if we were integrated? Would you finalise those fixtures without talking to the other codes if we were integrated? And I think those kinds of decisions can start to be made through that prism right away.
And Brian, I'm going to put my cards on the table. I'm very involved in Camogie, okay? And that is not happening at the minute. And I think I would speak for a lot of people at the grassroots, ground level, fixture, constant battles, and they are battles with the other associations. Rows over grounds, pitches, treatment of players. You know, when you say amalgamation or integration to someone like me or anyone else involved, they think it's a pipe dream. They think it's a far-off dream. How do you respond to that?
I don't think it's a pipe dream. I don't think it's a far-off dream. I do think we need to improve. I think we need to get better. We need to work better together. I think integration will be bottom-up and top-down. It's a combination of two. I think people will take their lead from changes that are implemented across the three associations from a top-down, but also people need to make decisions bottom-up. I want to see more one clubs. The model we're going to implement across integration at club level is a one-club model where you have the different codes working side by side. That will break down some of the barriers that are there at the moment, Darren. I want every club now. I'd put a call out now to clubs. You don't have to wait till 2026, 2027. Clubs can reach out, start having those conversations and move to the one-club model straight away and add a camogie team. If you're an existing GAA club, reach out, become a one-club, add a camogie team. And camogie clubs, reach out, become a one club and add an LGFA team. That is how we will expand our game. That is how we will increase the number of players that we have. And it's hugely important that every girl across this country gets the opportunity to play camogie. The government have a role here. Every national school in the country should be providing every girl in the country with the opportunity to play camogie and ladies football, in my view.
Players' charter agreed earlier in the year. When are we going to see that? Financial support?
Payments are going to start being made in May. We've been engaging with the players over the last number of weeks with regard to process and claims and that sort of process. So they'll be made in May.
Yep. And a final one. You've got 3 years. In 3 years' time, if you come back to me, what would you like to have achieved?
Integration completed, a significant increase in the number of camogie teams around the country. We have a lot of games coming thick and fast at us at the moment. We want to make sure that those games are being supported. We have the Glendimplex Championship starting soon. That'll come to a crescendo on the 11th of August. And I want people from every code to go to Croke Park and watch those three superb finals that'll be played on the 11th of August in Croke Park in the Glendimplex. We just finished our very sponsored National League. Hugely successful. Tip, first time in 20 years, won the National League, which means we'll have a very interesting and competitive championship this year. And the last one I'll mention is the minor. The Electric Ireland minor finals are on this weekend. We wish all the teams that are participating in the five minor finals, and hopefully get a bit of coverage for those minor finals on RTE over the weekend on a Monday morning.
Absolutely. Brian Malloy, thanks for joining us here in studio. Just some headlines before I go. Big shock in the Air Grid under 20 football last night. Louth beat Dublin and they've set up a final against Meath after the Royals overcame Kildare. Arsenal beat Chelsea 5-0. Four Irish fighters guaranteed bronze medals at the European Championships. Nicole Turner and Barry McClements both won bronze at their events at the European Para Swimming Championships. And Irish cyclist Lara Gillespie claimed the Giro Mediterraneo Rossa event in Italy.